好，弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
感谢主又赐给我们这一次聚集的机会。
Praise the Lord that we have an opportunity to meet together before Him.
我们先来读一段的经文。
Let's start by reading some scripture.
这是约翰福音十四章第六节。
This is from John chapter 14 verse 6.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
And Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me.
我们再一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们把你自己的话语交在你的手中。
Dear Lord Jesus, we place today's words into your hands.
愿今天早晨你与我们丰富的同在。
And may your presence be here among us today.
借着你的灵解开你的话语。
And may your spirit do the work of interpretation to us.
使弟兄姊妹们在你的话语里面吃到你，喝到你。
So that brothers and sisters can really eat of you and drink of you.
使我们从你得生命的供应。
So that we can really take from this life from yourself.
从我们能够明白你在这幕后的时代你向着我们的心意。
So that we can understand your heart's desire in these end times.
使我们众人都能预备好迎接你的回来。
So that each individual can really prepare themselves to hurry your return.
我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray this in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. 好，今天早晨我们就来分享这一句话，就是主耶稣说的，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
So today we will be sharing on this verse, from John, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me.
我们在分享的时候的话呢，我们可能会分成这个几个点。
And I have a couple different points that I've broken this verse up into.
那第一个点的话呢，我们会讲道路。
And the first point is that I will talk about the way.
那第二个点的话，我们会讲那个真理。
And the second is the truth.
第三点，我们会交通那个生命。
And then finally, we will talk about the life.
最后的话呢，我希望还有点时间能够带到这个生活的实行中间，能够有一点的交通。
And last, if time permits, then we can talk about the reality of all of this.
我们知道神的话语是非常丰富的。
We know that the word of the Lord is very plentiful.
就像在这一句话里面也是非常丰富的。
And we can find an abundance just in this verse alone.
所以我们会需要一些的方法来帮助我们把神的话解开。
So we need some different methods in order to dive into the word of the Lord.
我们会把这个一个字一个字抽出来看。
And we will take and we will study this word by word.
我们也会把这句话来分层次来看。
And we can and then we will separate this into different layers.
就是像比如说我们会把某些重点跳出来，就好像是我们先看一些重点，然后再看下一个重点，再看下一个重点。
And then we will take some and we will focus on the main points and then we will dissect that layer by layer.
就像我们弟兄姊妹有的时候有经历说我们读圣经的时候，圣灵会把某些字好像是放大跳出来，那我们就看这些字。
Just as when we are reading the Bible, sometimes the Spirit points out a specific word to each and every one of us.
然后的话呢，我们知道这个神的话呢是需要平衡的，所以我们会把这些所有的点放在一起来看。
And then we will look on a broader scale on all of the words together.
我们呢也应该把这个话呢放在这个上下文里面来看。
And then we can read these words in a
context.
And take it in context.
我们甚至应该把这个话呢放在整张圣经里面一块来看。
And then we can see these words in the grand scheme of the whole Bible.
对，我们需要把这一句话放在整本圣经里面来看。对。
And when we take these words in the whole Bible into account.
好，但是呢，我们今天的时间可能有限，我们就是尽量，我们就是按照这些原则来分享。
But since we are limited on time today, we will take it step by step.
我们先来看就是道路。
And first, we'll start with the way.
对，英文里面的话呢，讲到是 the way, 就是那道路。
And in the English translation, it speaks on the way.
所以是特指那条路。
And it is a specific way.
不是指的泛泛的说道路而已。
It's not just any road.
我们知道道路之所以重要，是因为道路能够带我们到我们所要去的地方。
We know that the way is very important because it brings us to the destination.
所以我们先来看看主耶稣说那条路要带我们去哪里。
And so let's focus on, as the Lord says, I am the way, where is this way leading us to?
所以我们在读第一点的时候，我们就会说，我们把这个道路抽出来，我们把这个真理、道、真理和生命放到后面去。所以我们这么读，所以我们就说，耶稣说，我就是道路，然后我们就跳到后面去，到父那里去。
And so as we begin, we take this idea of the way and we bring that to the forefront and we put truth and life into the background. And so we can read it as this, I am the way. No one comes to the Father but through me.
对，感谢主，我们第一个点就是说，这条路是带我们到父那里去的。
And so we can see, praise the Lord, that I am the way, He is the way, and the goal or the destination is to the Father.
所以这个我们这么一读就非常明显，主耶稣说，我就是那条路，要带你们到父那里去。
And so the Lord tells us very clearly that He Himself is the way, and He is the one who is bringing us to the Father.
我们知道父那里去，这不是一个抽象的概念。
And so,what this idea of to the Father, we know that this is not an abstract concept.
父那里去就是到父的家中去。
But that going to the Father is going to the Father's house.
父的家是非常具体和真实的。
And we know that this is something that is very concrete and real.
在同一章的圣经里面，就在第二节，这里告诉我们说。
And we know that in the same chapter in verse 2.
就是父的家中有许多的住处。
It speaks on how the Father's house has many dwelling places.
这是主耶稣自己告诉我们说，主耶稣他说他要去父的家中为我们预备住处。
And this is the Lord speaking as he says that he goes to prepare a place for us at his Father's house with many dwelling places.
住处的话呢，是指人得安息的地方。
And this idea of dwelling place is where people find rest.
也是人得享受的地方。
And it is somewhere where people can find enjoyment.
一个人在哪里住？他就享受那里提供的一切。
And where that person lives, he is able to enjoy in his surroundings.
好，我们现在再来读这个后半段，就是我们把前面半段就是先不读，我们就读后面，就是若不借着我，没有人到父那里去。
And so let's focus on the latter half of the verse, verse 6. No one comes to the Father but through me.
我们把那我换成那道路，我们读成就是若不借着那道路，没有人能到父那里去。
And so that's changed this idea that says that we need to, that there is no other way to go to the Father but in this way.
对，所以这里很明显的看出来，这是那条唯一的路。
So we clearly see that this is the only way.
所以对我们的神，对我们这些神的儿女来说。
So for the children of God.
有一件很重要的事情。
We have a very important aspect.
我们就是要需要认识那条路。
And that we need to understand and know this way.
走在这条路上面。
That as we walk in this way.
既不偏左也不偏右。
That we will not turn to the left or to the right.
还要走得好。
And we need to walk well on this road.
一直走到目的地。
Until we have reached the goal.
不要走走停停，更不要半途而废。
And that we shouldn't stop and start, but that and falter.
如果有人找到了这条路，却不能找到目的地。
And if those who find the way,
但是不能走到终点。
Oh, but they cannot reach the goal.
是一件很可惜、很遗憾的事情。
And this is something that is a big regret.
关于那条路，我们先交通先停在这里，我们后面还回到这条路上来。
And so we will take a pause on this idea of the way, and we'll return back to it later.
然后我们下面看那真理。
And so following, let's speak on the truth.
然后呢，我们读法还是一样，我们就把生命和道路往后面去，我们把真理跳出来。那我们就读成就是我就是那真理，若不借着那真理，没有人能到父那里去。
And so in the same sense, let's place the way and the life into the background, and let's bring truth to the forefront. And we can read it as this: I am the truth. No one can come to the Father unless through without me, which is the truth.
那什么是那真理呢
？And so what is this truth?
什么是可以把我们带到父那里去的那个真理呢？
What is the truth that can bring us to the Father?
我们蒙恩得救的人都知道。
And so all who are saved know this.
使我们得救的只有一个真理。
That we who are saved, there is only one truth.
就是耶稣基督的福音。
And that is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我们知道耶稣基督的福音是全备的福音。
And we know that this gospel is a complete gospel.
这个福音的开端是那个认罪悔改、因信称义、重生得救的真理。
And that we know that in the beginning, we have our salvation.
然后这个福音的终极的目的就是要成就神永远的旨意。
And the end is the eternal purpose of Christ.
就是以弗所书第一章第十节这里说，万有在基督里面同归于一。
And just as it says in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 10, that all things are summed up in Christ.
那这个同归于一的目的是怎么达成的呢？
And so how do we sum up all things in Christ?
那我的领会就是借着耶稣基督的福音神得到一般蒙恩得救的人。
And my understanding is that through his salvation that he gains a people.
那这帮蒙恩得救的人聚在一起成为教会。
And these people become his church.
教会就是基督的身体。
And the church is the body of Christ.
圣灵借着十字架的工作做工在每一个蒙恩得救的人的里面。
And through the work of the cross, the Holy Spirit is to work in each and every one of our lives.
除去我们每一个人里面那些不属于基督的成分。
And that it is to rid the self of all of his old creation.
从而达到这个基督身体的合一。
And in order to really unify his people into the body of Christ.
然后借着基督身体的合一能够带进万有在基督里面同归于一。
And that will become the summing up of all things into Christ.
然后这是一个过程，这个过程里面的话呢，神有两方面的工作。
And this is a process, and in this process there are two aspects.
就像约翰福音三章三十节这里所说的，就是他必兴旺，我必衰微。
And just as it says in John chapter 3 verse 30, he must increase, but I must decrease.
那英文里面很清楚，那中文里面那个兴旺也可以翻译成加增的意思。
And in the Chinese translation, it speaks on prosperity, which is also can be interpreted as increasing.
那个衰微也可以翻译成减少的意思。
And it speaks on regression or decreasing.
然后他在这里就指基督。
And the, he speaks on, is referring to Christ.
所以在这里我们看见神有两方面的工作，一方面的工作就是基督的生命能够加增。
And so we see that there are two aspects, and one aspect is the increasing of the life of Christ.
这方面的话呢是圣灵的工作。
And we know that this is the work of the Holy Spirit.
比如说借着圣灵的启示。
And through the revealing of the Holy Spirit.
借圣灵的引导和带领使我们进到一切的真理里面。
Through his teaching that we can enter into this reality and truth.
圣灵也借着圣经来喂养我们里面基督的生命。
And that we can understand the Bible through his Spirit.
使我们能够渐渐的多知道神。
So that we can come to know more of Christ.
最后能够使我们真知道神。
And so finally that we can understand Christ.
那这方面圣灵的工作的终极目的是使我们是使基督在我们里面能够长大成人。
And so the goal of the Spirit working within us is to increase this life of Christ within us.
然后神另一方面的工作的话呢，就是拆除旧造的工作。
And the other aspect is to is the decreasing of ourself.
这也是圣灵借着十字架在我们里面做拆毁、拔除、钉死的工作。
And this is also the work of the Holy Spirit to destroy and uproot and to crucify ourselves.
然后最末了的话呢，神还要借着这个白色大宝座前的这个审判做炼净的工作。
And in the end, that God will use the judgment upon the great white throne to do His work.
除去那些不属于基督的和基督无份无关的人事物。
To remove those and the things that do not belong to Christ.
好，那我们现在再回到这个第三点，就是关于那生命。
And so finally, we can and we can come back to this idea of the life.
那我们这读法还是一样，我们把这个道路和真理推到后面去，我们就把生命推到前面来。
And again, we can place the way and the truth into the background and bring life into the front.
然后就是耶稣说，我就是那生命，若不借着那生命，没有人能到父那里去。
And so we can read it again as this: I am the life. If not through me, then if not through this life, then no one can come to the Father.
然后这里的生命的话呢，在希腊原文里面是用 Zoe 这个字。
And we know that in the Greek, that this word is Zoe.
这 Zoe 的话呢，是指神的生命。
And this idea of Zoe speaks on the life of Christ.
所以这里我们知道很清楚，这是神的生命，不是我们人的肉身的生命。
And we know that this is the life of Christ, and it's not our self-life.
并且的话呢，这里是我们的主自己说，他说我就是那生命。
And so as Jesus says this, he says, I am that life.
所以我们这里应该很清楚看见说这是基督的生命。
And so we clearly see that this is the life of Christ.
我们是借着基督的生命到父那里去的。
That we can only come to the Father through the life of Christ.
这里的话呢有个小小的区别，就是神的生命和基督的生命还是有区别的。
And we know that the life of Christ and the life of the Father, there is a small distinction.
因为基督的生命里面的话呢有神性和人性两个方面。
And we know that the life of Jesus,There is the spiritual life as well as the physical life.
他是完全的神，也是完全的人。
He is fully God, but also fully man.
所以呢，
So we ourselves can connect to this life because he has fully man within him. But through him, through this fully spiritual life, we can enter into the Father's life. And so this is the reason why God has granted us the life of Christ.
那我们再回到这句话里面看，说我们为什么要借着他的生命到父那里去呢？
And so we can ask ourselves, why do we enter into this life to reach the Father?
我们知道父的家中不光是有许多的住处。
And we know that in the Father's house, that it is not only many dwelling places.
还有很多的产业。
But we know that in the Father's house, there is many inheritances.
这是在以弗所书第一章第十一节的前半句。
And this referred to in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 11.
这里说我们在他里面也得了基业。
And it says, in him we also have obtained an inheritance.
他就是基督。
And him is Christ.
基业的话呢，就是产业的意思。
And this inheritance is an inheritance.
对，但是这个产业的话呢，是比较特别的。这个产业不是我们赚来的产业。
And this inheritance is not something that we have worked to gain.
不是我们辛辛苦苦打拼来的。
It is not something that we have strived for.
也不是我们凭着学识啊、人力啊、智慧啊赚来的。
It is not something that through self-worth or knowledge that we have gained.
这个基业是因着这个生命的关系继承来的。
But that this inheritance is gained through this relationship of life.
所以我们看见说得基业是有条件的。
And so we see that this inheritance, in order to gain this inheritance, it is conditional.
第一个条件就是我们和神之间要有着生命的关系。
And this first condition is that we must have a living relationship with Christ, or God.
所以必须是借着圣灵重生得救的这个基督徒才能得这个产业。
And so that through this spirit that we can have this relationship and that we can testify that we can gain this inheritance.
在罗马书八章十六节到十七节这里说，圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女，既是儿女，便是后世，就是神的后世和基督同作后世。
And just as is written in Romans chapter 8 verses 16 and 17, the Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ.
所以我们必须记得那生命。
And so only through this life can we enter into the Father's house. Because in order to return home, we need to be sons. And if we are not sons, then when we return home, then we can only be servants. And we might not even be able to return home because. And if we return home as servants, then we will not gain this inheritance.
然后关于这个基业的话呢，我们还有一点叫交通，就是说这个基业是为成圣的人所预备的。
And another point of inheritance is that the inheritance is prepared for those who have been sanctified.
这是在使徒行传20章32节这里告诉我们。
And it is spoken of in Acts chapter 20 verse 32.
这道能建立你们，叫你们和一切同圣的人同得基业。
Which is to build up which is able to build you up to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified.
我们还知道这个基业是不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残的。
We know that to obtain inheritance, this inheritance is imperishable, undefiled, and will not fade away.
这是在彼得前书第一章第四节告诉我们的。
And this is spoken of in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 4.
然后呢，我们怎么知道说我们一定会得到基业呢？
And how do we know that we will gain this inheritance?
难道我们要等到那一天我们到父那里去才知道吗?
Do we have to wait until we meet the Father that we can gain that inheritance?
我们在找这条路的时候，我们是不是预先就知道的呢?
And as we're walking this way, do we know that we can take hold of this inheritance?
我们有没有把握呢?
Do we have that hope?
我们有没有确据呢?
Do we have that assurance?
有。
Yes.
在以弗所书第一章第14节告诉我们,
In Ephesians chapter 1 verse 14 it tells us,
这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据,
that we were sealed with him in the Holy Spirit of promise.
所以只要我们每个人里面我们有圣灵，我们知道我们得圣灵了，我们才有生命的感觉，我们就得到这凭据了。
And as long as each and every one of us has the Holy Spirit within us that we can have this sense of life, then we can have the assurance that we have this inheritance.
所以这条路是生命的路。
And so the way is the life.
当我们在走这条生命的路的时候，我们一定要注意圣灵在我们里面的带领。
And as we walk this way of life, that we need to, be led by the Spirit.
然后的话，我们再把这三个放在一起，就是道路、真理、生命放在一起来看。
And so let's place, the way, the truth, and the life together.
那圣经的话呢，是一点一画都不能改变的。
And so we know that we cannot change a single word in the Bible.
圣经的话是非常精确的。
And it is very clear to us.
你不能加上什么，也不能减去什么。
That you cannot take away or you cannot add anything to it.
神的话的话呢，甚至连那顺序也都是很重要的。
And we know that the order of which it is written is also very important.
所以你这里看见说，道路、真理、生命。
And so as we take a look and we see the way, the truth, and the life.
就是那道路带我们得到那个真理。
And we see that that way will lead us into the truth.
那个真理的话呢，使我们能够得生命。
And this truth is given to us so that we can gain the life.
那有了那个生命的话呢，你才能够到父的家里面去。
And as we gain this life, then we can enter into the Father.
那进到父的家里面去的话，你要得那个产业。
And as we enter into the Father's house, then we can gain this inheritance.
并且圣经很奇妙告诉我们说，神要在我们这些圣徒的身上，他要得到产业。
And we see here that it is so wonderful that the Lord writes that, and tells us that He Himself will gain, inheritance.
这在以弗所书第一章第十八节。
And this is written to us in, Ephesians chapter, 1 verse 18.
他这里说，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
And just as written, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you will know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints.
这里面他就是指神。
And him speaks on Christ.
然后他要在圣徒中得基业。
And he will gain this inheritance in the saints.
并且是丰盛的基业。
And this is an abundance.
这实在是何等奇妙伟大的一个思想。
And this is a glorious thought.
所以我们知道说神要得着我们，借着得着我们，他要能够在这个万有中使这个万有同归于一。
And so we see that the Lord desires to gain each and every one of us so that we can be summed up into himself.
然后最后的话呢，我希望能够交通一点这个具体实行的方面的事情。
And so finally, I would like to share on, the realistic, life, experiences.
我们现在在真理上面认识到了，主耶稣就是那个道路、真理、生命。
And in this, in the idea that we understand that the Lord is the way, the truth, and the life.
我们在信念上面的话呢，很多人也说，我愿意走这条路上面。
And many of us, might say that we desire to live in this way.
但是在生活中间的话呢，我们怎么能够保证我们能够走这条路上不偏出去呢？
But how do we, actively live this life out?
然后呢，其实在下一章圣经，就是十五章圣经约翰福音十五章里面，就给我们一幅图画。
And so following in John chapter 15, it paints us a picture.
就是葡萄枝子长在葡萄树上面。
And we see the vine and the branches.
就是主耶稣告诉我们说我们要住在主里面。
And it says on how we must live in Christ.
好像已经很具体了，对不对？
And we see that this is something that is, very clear.
好像我们已经摸得着了。
And this is something that we can grasp.
但是我们还可以再具体一点。
But we can dive a little deeper into this.
对，我就交通一个很具体的点。
And one small point that I will share on.
我们知道在我们在日常生活中间。
And as we live our daily lives.
我们的心思是需要门保守的。
We need to, have our thoughts, be, guarded by the Lord.
当然了，在讲到心思门保守之前，我们的心思是需要先被圣灵更新的。
And this is something that we need to be renewed. Our minds need to be renewed by the Spirit.
对，我们今天没有时间讲别的事情了。我们就假设说你已经被更新了，但是呢，你还需要再保守。
And as we are being renewed, we also need to be guarded.
就被保守在神的话语里面。
And it needs to be guarded in the words of the Lord.
我发现说有一个非常好的操练的方法。
I think a very, practical aspect of it.
当然了，这是基于在已经有读经、聚会、祷告这个正常的基督徒生活上面的。
And this is speaking on in terms of, just normal, Christian living.
就说，但是呢，那些基本的可能还不够。
And maybe the basics is not enough.
因为有的时候你在聚会的时候，你可能哎呀很好，对吧？你这个被圣灵提醒，得生命的供应很好。
Maybe as we meet together, that we are often touched, and it is good that we are touched by the Spirit.
但是你可能一离开聚会的时候，哎，你可能马上就跑出去了。
But as we leave the meeting place, and as we might stray away,
你就不住在主里面了。
And we are no longer living in the Lord.
那我们怎么样能够住在主里面，不跑出去呢？
And how do we live in the Lord and not stray?
我觉得很关键的一点就是我们心思要被保守在神的话语里面。
I think one aspect of this mindset is that we need to be in the Word.
有个简单的事情我们可以做，就是背圣经。
And one small and very practical aspect is that we can memorize the Bible.
我们不需要背很多。
We don't need to memorize much.
如果你记性不好的话呢，一天背一节就够了。
And if our memory is not that great, we can just memorize one verse a day.
如果你记性好一点的话，那就背两三节。
And if your memory is better,then maybe you can memorize two or three verses.
那每一天背一节，一个礼拜每天都背，你就可以五天背五节。
And as you memorize one day a week, through the 5 days of throughout the work week, then you can have five verses memorized.
那周末的话，你休息一下，但是呢，你把五节串在一起。
And over the weekend, maybe you can take a break from memorizing new verses, but you can memorize all five together.
你是第一天背一节。第二天的话呢，把那一节两节，每天都有一些新的，所以第二天的话就两节，对吧？第三天就三节，就是每天都增加的。
And as every day that as you memorize a different verse, that you can add on to it so that it can be compiled together.
所以的话，有十天的话呢，你可能就有十节圣经。
And so over the course of 10 days that you might have 10 verses memorized.
你如果就是我们为了不忘记的话呢，你需要是不断的来背。
And in order to not forget it, that we need to constantly be refreshing this memory.
这个好处的话呢，就是把那些碎片的时间。
And so the good thing is that it takes these the small breaks of time.
有以前的话，也许你看手机的时间。
It might be time that you used to use looking at your phone.
做事情洗菜的时间。
It might be time that you used to wash some vegetables.
或者是走路的时间。
Or walking around.
你在做这件事情的时候，你头脑里面你可以来背这些圣经。
And during this time, you can use this to memorize his words.
因为你已经背过了，所以你可以再想起来。
And because you have already memorized them, then you can think on them and dwell on them.
然后的话呢，你这背下来的话呢，你可能一个月你可以有三十节了。
And over the course of a month, you could have 30 verses memorized.
我觉得非常好。
And I think this is something that is very blessed.
你的心思就没有时间乱跑了。
And so that your mind cannot wander.
你也不会说抽空就把圣经拿出来看一看了。
And you won't need to take the Bible and to refresh that memory.
哪怕你在健身的时候，你也可以把这个三十节一章两章都可以背下来。
And that you can really spend that time to memorize these 30 verses.
当我们的心思门保守的时候。
And so that as we are guarded in our minds,
我们的言语就洁净了。
And so then our lips are cleansed.
因为圣经里告诉我们说，我们心里所充满的，嘴里就说出来。
And so when our hearts have been and our spirits have been cleansed, then our lips are clean as well.
当我们的心思门保守的时候，我们更能够根据圣灵带领。
And when our mindsets have been led by the Lord.
我们的行事为人就更容易活出那讨神喜悦的光景来。
And this action of our lives can really be pleasing to the Lord as well.
感谢主，我今天讲到这里。
We praise the Lord, and this will conclude my sharing.
We thank the Lord for our brother's sharing.
我们为着我们弟兄的交通，我们感谢神。
Now this morning, I have the burden to share with brothers and sisters on Psalm 1.
今天早晨我有负担和弟兄姐妹交通诗篇第一篇。
Now, the book of Psalms are a really interesting book.
诗篇是一卷很有趣的书。
It's full of feelings, full of emotions.
因为充满着感情，充满着感觉。
But these emotions, these feelings are purified, they are tested, and then it's full of, also full of truth.
这些感情这些情感都是其实是洁净过的而且满有了真理。
Yeah, and then these truths are the spiritual, from the spiritual experience of those writers.
因为这些真理呢是从这些写诗篇这些作者他的生命的经历出来的。
Yeah, that means when we read Psalms, we can feel their emotion, but we also can experience what they experienced.
也就是说当我们读这些诗篇的时候我们可以经历那些作者所经历过的感觉。
That's why we can see there are so many comforting words and the full of prayer and praises in the book of Psalms.
所以为什么我们可以在诗篇里面看见可以读到许多安慰人的话语。
Now this time I'd like to, we'd like to meditate Psalm 1 together.
我们今天早晨想要一起来思考诗篇第一篇。
Psalm 1 is like the preface of the book of Psalms.
诗篇第一篇好像可以说是诗篇整卷书的一个序言。
Yeah. So it gives us the insight and tells us what we will experience when we read the book of Psalms.
所以当我们读诗这篇好像告诉我们当我们读整卷诗篇的时候可以有的一些经历。
Yeah, so I'll read that in English first and my brother will read in Chinese.
我要先用英文读一遍之后我弟兄用中文读一遍。
And what I have is a ESV, but I think your translation,What you have should be very similar.
我用的是 ESV 的翻译，我想你有的翻译本应该也很类似。
Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water,that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish.
首先第一篇不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干。凡他所做的，尽都顺利。恶人并不是这样，乃像糠秕被风吹散。因此，当审判的时候，恶人必站立不住。罪人在义人的会中也是如此，因为耶和华知道义人的道路，恶人的道路却必灭亡。
Yeah, this psalm has so much to for us, so much blessings for us to receive.
因为这篇诗篇实在是带给我们极多的福分。
Yeah, but so with the limitation of time, I think we can only focus on a few areas.
因为时间限制，也许我们专注在几个方面。
So I think it's around four areas I've just briefly mentioned. It's the first is the blessedness, and the second is the way of the wicked. The third one is the law of the Lord, and the blessed man.
第一点我们讲到祝福，第二点讲到说义人的道路，第三点我们讲到
神的律法。
神的律法第四
The fourth one is the way of the righteous in its end.
第四讲到义人的结局。
Yeah. So first of all, let's think about this. So in English, you can see that the first word of this psalm is blessed, even though Chinese has put that word in the verse 2.
我们知道在英文里面第一节就讲到祝福，虽然说在中文的版本里面是在第二节讲到变为有福。
Yeah. This word is a really interesting word.
因为这个字实在是很有趣。
This word has a meaning of happiness.
因为这个字本来它有这个快乐的意思。
Yeah, but happiness by itself is not enough to describe that word, the riches of that word.
但是光讲说快乐还不能够完全描述这个字的丰富。
But it's important to mention it because a lot of time I think especially for young brothers and sisters,We don't feel like being a Christian is a happy thing. We feel like doing God's work or obey God's command is a hard thing, not a happy thing.
但是为了很多青年弟兄姊妹，这个快乐这个字可能也是蛮重要的，因为我们好像觉得说每次来到神的面前是做这些事做那事，好像并不是觉得是一件很快乐的事情。
Yeah, but actually God's truth, like our brother mentioned, tells us.It's a happy thing. It's a blessing.
但事实上好像我们弟兄刚才教导了神的真理应该是使我们很快乐很喜悦的事。
Yeah, and so this word actually has a meaning of enjoying happiness, pleasure, and contentment.
所以这个福分这个字事实上也有 来享受这个快乐，来享受这个喜悦的意思。
Yeah, it's 满足 contentment.
也有得到满足的意思。
Yeah, really satisfied.
也真的是叫我们可以得到满足。
Yeah, so actually some people say this word in the original Hebrew word, it's a plural. So it should be translated as blessedness is. It's a plural of many multiple blessings.
实际上有人指出来，这个字在希伯来原文是用复数的，就是说很多很多的福分。
Yeah, brothers and sisters. So, you know, I think in Chinese there's a good word for that. It, unfortunately, I think English is blessedness is, but in Chinese just simply 幸福。
在英文也许是要用这个复数这个字，但是我们中文有一个字叫做幸福。
Yeah, so you see, Chinese people like, you know, I remember people ask you, say, 你幸福吗? In English, are you blessed? I don't know if you can sense the deep feeling of that question.
那当然我们在中文的环境里面，很多人会说问这句话说你幸福吗?但是在英文不晓得是不是大家可以感觉到有同样的意思。
Yeah, so I hope that we really see from God's perspective. So if people ask you, 你幸福吗? Are you blessed? I say, yes, amen, I'm very blessed.
所以我们真的希望说我们可以从神的角度来看，当有人问说你幸福吗?我们可以说 amen, 我幸福。
Yeah, well, and I hope that when we read the psalm, you see it gives us the key to find the secrets of having multiple blessedness.
但是盼望我们读这诗篇第一篇的时候，可以给我们这样的感觉，说从里面看到幸福。
Yeah. And then, so the second thing that we need to take a look is, unfortunately, the way of the wicked.
第二件事情我们要看到是很不幸的，就是有恶人的道。
Yeah. Now this word, we need to take a look at both two words. One is the wicked.
我们要看两个字，这里面讲到第一个是恶人。
Yeah, and the other thing is about the way.
第二件事是讲到道路。
Now, maybe we should take a look at the way first. Now, this word way in verse 1 as well as in verse 6 is actually the same word that Brother Sam mentioned, that in Psalm 103 verse 7, if brothers and sisters, maybe you remember that. So in that verse, the Lord says that he made known his ways to Moses.
事实上这个诗篇，这诗篇的第一节讲到道路和第六节讲到的道路呢，和以前我们孙弟兄所交通过的在诗篇103篇那里讲到说他使摩西知道他的法则，那个法则跟这个道路同一个字。
Yeah, so that can be translated in English as styles or manners.
也许在英文里面我们可以用这句话说是风格或是做法。
Yeah, so in other words,When, and then verse 6 is like the conclusion, the verdict, right? And then the Lord says that even though at the beginning it seems like the righteous and the wicked, they're not too much different, but gradually their pattern, their style, their manner are manifested. At the end, the Lord says, this is the way of the righteous and that is the way of the wicked. It's totally different.
所以我们从这诗篇第一篇一开始看到好像恶人跟义人没有什么太大的分别，但是渐渐我们看见说到了第六节有一个神的一个最后的审判，就是说恶人的道路却必灭亡。
Yeah, the manner, the styles are different.
所以就是说恶人和义人他们的风格和他们做事的方法是不一样的。
Yeah, so now then we should think about what is the wicked.
所以现在我们可以来思想一下
Especially the first verse 1 says the counsel of the wicked.
特别第一节讲到说是恶人的计谋。
Yeah, now this we should take a look at two other verses in Psalms. The first is Psalm chapter 10, verse 3 and 4.
在这里我们也许要再看另外一段经文，就是第一段是诗篇第十篇第三和第四节。
Yeah, I'll read just the first part of verse 3. It says, For the wicked,boasts of the desires of his soul.
是第三节的前半部这样说，因为恶人以心愿自夸。
And then verse 4, In the pride of his face, the wicked does not seek him. All his thoughts are, there's no God.
第四节这样讲， 二人面带骄傲，说耶和华必不追究，他一切所想的都以为没有神。
Yeah, or in another translation says, God is none of his thoughts. God is not in his thoughts at all.
说是在另外翻译本里面讲到说，在他的思想里面没有神。
Yeah, another verse is Psalm 36 verse 1.
另外一节是在诗篇36篇第一节。
Transgression speaks to the wicked deep in his heart. There's no fear of God before his eyes.
恶人的罪过在他心里说，我眼中不怕神。
So I think brothers and sisters, now we can sense what wicked is.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们现在可以有一点感觉说，这里讲到恶人的意思了。
They're proud of themselves, they're self-centered and self-seeking, and they have no fear of God.
也就是说他们是以自我为中心，自己很骄傲，而在心里面没有神。
So today, in today's world that we live, we can hear a lot of different teachings, a lot of voices, a lot of advice, different ideologies and movements.
所以在今天我们所处的这个世界里面，我们可以听到很多这样的教导，很多的思想，很多的意识形态的一些说法。
And then some even use the good words such as love, justice, or equality.
也有在这里面我们看到有很多很美好的词句用到，比如说公义、平等、爱。
Yeah, we have to be careful.
但是我们必须要谨慎。
They may appear to our feeling, they may appear to us.
这些话语可能很吸引我们的想法，吸引我们的思想。
But is the Lord in it?
但是在其中有主吗？
Is there reverence for God in it?
在这些话语里面是不是有对神的前进？
I do not mean that people that talk about these or follow these ideas are evil.
我并不讲说讲这些话语的人他们是恶人。
But they took the counsel of the wicked.
但是他们或许已经中了恶人的计谋。
Yeah, this is something that this may be sounds very harsh, but we have to discern and we have to be careful not to follow the counsel of the wicked.
这话似乎非常严厉，但是我们必须非常谨慎，不要中了恶人的计谋。
There's nothing new under the sun.
因为我们知道在日光底下没有新事。
Remember in Genesis 11 that recorded the people of Babel.
我们还记得在创世纪第十一章那里记载说巴别这边的人。
Yeah, what were they planning? They wanted to build a tower that to the heavens and then make a name for themselves.
他们在那里在计划想要做什么呢？他们想要做一个塔，能够通天，使他们自己的名能够留在地上。
Yeah, were they planning something evil? We maybe don't feel that way.
他们所做的是不是恶行呢？也许我们并不感觉这样子。
But it is self-centered.
但是我们从那里看到说，那里是以他们是以自我为中心的。
God is not in it.
在那里，他们心目中没有神。
And so what's the end? They were scattered. So just like the verse here says, there's like the chaff that the wind drives away.
所以我们知道那些人最后的结局是什么？他们就被分散了，就好像诗篇这里第一篇讲到说。像糠饼被风吹散。
Yeah. So the Lord does call us to have a discernment.
所以主真是要他呼召我们，要我们有明辨的能力。
And how can we have discernment?
我们怎么样有这个辨别力呢？
By know the word of the Lord.
我们应该能够因为借着能够认识主的话，有辨别的能力。
So that comes to the third point. It's about the law of the Lord and the blessed man that meditates it.
那这就把我们引到第三点，就是讲到主的律法和那些能够昼夜思想主律法人所蒙的福。
Brothers and sisters, you know today the enemy tried really hard to deceive us.
我们知道在今天这个时代，仇敌用许多方法想要来欺骗我们。
The enemy says, oh, the command of the Lord is burdensome.
因为仇敌会对我们说，哦，主的律法实在是叫人非常沉重。
Yeah, it's hard to obey, so why bother?
因为实在叫人很难遵守，所以何必呢？
Yeah, so, and then we think about the law of the Lord, we say, oh, that is, that's so hard to understand, that is so difficult, so we don't pay attention.
现在当我们想到主的律法的时候，我们就觉得实在很难明白，也很难遵守，所以我们就不去留心了。
Nobody connect the law of the Lord with delight or happiness.
从来没有人想到说把主的律法和喜悦和快乐连在一起。
But here verse 2 says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord.
但是在这里讲到说他诗篇也讲到说他是喜爱耶和华的律法。
Yeah.That means he's happy. He got the pleasure. He enjoys in the law of the Lord.
因为我们看到这里说描述说凭这个人他实在非常快乐非常喜悦他喜爱耶和华的律法。
Why?
为什么呢?
Brothers and sisters, we live in the whole universe actually following the law of the Lord, following his rules.
事实上弟兄姐妹我们所处这个宇宙事实上是跟随着神的律跟着神的规则在走的。
You see that everything is in harmony, is in great balance, right? There's the four seasons, the plants, the animals, all things that follows the rules of the Lord.
因为我们看到这个宇宙之所以能够和谐因为他们是跟着神的律法在走。
And then we live in it and we have happiness.
如果我们活在其中呢，我们应当快乐。
If this whole world is in chaos, there's no delight. There's no way that we can be happy.
因为整个世界宇宙若是混乱的话，我们不可能有着喜乐。
So we can see actually the law of the Lord does bring happiness.
所以这时我们真实看见，事实上耶和华的律法是可以带给人喜悦。
And then I'm a student of physics.
我是学物理的。
And I found out it's really interesting, you know, you see today all the things that we use, it all follow physical laws or maybe some chemical laws, thermodynamics laws. They all follow the law and we live in it, we find all the enjoyment and the freedom.
事实上当我们今天所处这个环境事实上是跟着很多的律的比如说是物理的律或是化学的律或是动力的律。在其中呢我们就找到会觉得非常的喜悦。
Yeah, so I hope, I really pray that our young brothers and sisters, you do not listen to the counsel of the enemy, but you really see that in God's law, that in His words, we have delight.
所以我实在盼望，特别是青年的弟兄姊妹们，能够不要中了恶人的计谋，而是能够享受在神律法里面的喜悦。
Yeah, the law here, the Greek word is, sorry, not Greek, Hebrew word is Torah.
这个律法在希伯来原文里面用的这个字叫 Torah.
Yeah, it has the meaning of instruction.
这个字呢有教导的意思。
Yeah, so that means actually, you know, as we learn, just like I never know how to fish, but then now someone teach me to fish, then in the future, I know how to do it.
那正如说如果我们不知道怎么钓鱼但是有人来教导我们如何钓鱼那之后我们就学习了知道怎么自己去钓鱼。
Yeah, so actually the law really gives, it brings us into the fullness of life.
所以事实上律法呢是把我们带入更丰盛的生命里面。
Yeah, just like our brother mentioned earlier, it is the truth that brings us into life. There's a sequence.
所以正如我们弟兄刚才交通的是就是是真理带给我们生真理之后就有生命这是一个过程这是一个秩序。
Yeah. Yeah, so it's, of course, that means this is not just say this Torah is limited to the Pentateuch, the only the first five books of the Bible, but it's referring to the whole, words of God.
所以 Torah 这个字在这里我们并不是只讲说摩西五经而是讲到整卷整本圣经。
Yeah, and then so now we think about that. We not just say, okay, now I know Torah is great. I mean, the law of the Lord is great. But how do we experience it? Here, the righteous, he meditates day and night.
所以我们不只是说，只是知道说这个律不错，那我们事实上也应该昼夜来思想。
Yeah, this meditate in Hebrew means actually can be translated as murmur.
这个思想这个字在希伯来语文也许可以翻译成这个
Yeah, yeah, actually negative means 抱怨 but in positive it just repeats, well, something you repeat in your mouth.
这个抱怨这个字是说从负面来看，但正面来看就是说我们在嘴巴中要常常来讲这些神的话语。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
That means we chew the cud.
这一块是好像说反刍一样。
Yeah, we chew the cud. Something that we not fully digest yet, right? So we are now chewed again, like an animal, like a cow or sheep.
也就好像牛跟羊一样，这个东西还没有完全消化，但是继续反刍，所以继续来咀嚼，然后吸收。
This is really interesting. That's why you remember the Lord told Joshua in Joshua chapter 1, the Lord says the law should never depart from your mouth. He didn't say not depart from your heart or depart from your head, but said not depart from your mouth. We need to repeat. We need to say it. Just like our brother, So don't memorize that in heart only, memorize in mouth.
所以很有趣的是，主在约书亚记第一章，那是告诉约书亚说，这律法书不可离开你的口。主没有说不可离开你的心，不可离开你的脑，而是说不可离开你的口。就好像我们弟兄刚才讲说，背诵圣经，意思说我们在口里面要一直要来念。
Brothers and sisters, this has been proved very true. Try it. I found it blessed me so much.By meditating and then really repeat the word in your mouth, because for the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. Our brother already mentioned.
所以这是已经验证过的，弟兄姐妹可以去试一试，就是应当在你的口中常常来复述陈说神的话语。因为我个人经历到这个福分，特别是圣经上也讲说，心里所想的，口中就说出来。
Yeah, if really you let the word of the Lord fill your heart, you got to speak it. You got to murmur it.
所以你为着要叫主的话在你的心里面能够很丰富，必须我们的口能够来附送神的话，或者说一直在那边反复的这个咀嚼神的话。
Yeah, so now now we need to move on. So what happens when this man, this blessed man, he's delighted in the law of the Lord and he meditates day and night?
所以呢，我们现在必须要再往前，我们看看这个人，他当他昼夜思想神耶和华律法的时候，这有福的人他之后会怎样呢？
It's like a tree planted by streams of water and that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither.
它要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干。
In all that he does, he prospers.
凡他所做的，尽都顺利。
So there's an agricultural background.
在这里有一个农业的一个背景。
Yeah, because we have to know in the land of Israel, they have a long dry season.
因为我们知道在以色列那个地方，他们那个干季是蛮长的。
Yeah, and then here the stream of water, here the word stream is not really like a big river.
这里讲到溪水旁，事实上这个溪水的确不是一个大的水。
It's a small channel of water.
因为在农业上，事实上他们讲到这个水是非常浅的。一个一直能够灌溉的水。
Yeah, it's for irrigation, so it's probably just a few inches deep.
因为这个水只不过是几寸深而已。
But you know here's an important word, is this tree is being planted. You're being planted by God. You're not just a wild tree there.
那我们看见说这棵树是为神所栽种的，并不是一个野树。
Yeah, so now that there's because the meditation of God's word day and night,we have a chance to get the supply of water all the time.
因为当我们昼夜思想神的话的时候，我们就可以昼夜都做到这个水的供应。
Yeah, so whether it's drought season, whether it's rainy season, doesn't matter, we always get water.
所以不论是干季或雨季，我们一直得到这个水的供应。
Yeah, so, and then it will bear the fruit, and then its leaf will not wither.
那他会结出果子，而且叶子也不枯干。
And the Bible says, in all that he does, he prospers.
而且圣经上讲说，凡他所做的，尽都顺利。
Brothers and sisters, maybe you say, no, it's not my experience.
弟兄姐妹，也许或许你会说，哦，这不是我的经历。
No, the Bible here doesn't say that we will not have hardship or difficulty or challenge in our life.
在这里圣经讲的并不是说在我们的 生命里面我们不会有任何挑战，不会有任何难处。
But we will have God.
但是我们会有神。
We have God in everything.
我们在凡事上有神。
Day in, day out, the Lord is with us.
日出日入，神都与我们同在。
Big thing, small thing, we can experience Him.
不论大事或小事，我们都可以经历神。
God is real.
神是真实的。
When we meditate His word, when we delight in His word in such way.
如果我们能够喜爱他的话语，用这样的方式喜爱他的话语。
And so, you know, everyone will come to a time of test.
我们知道每个人都会有经历试验的时候。
At the beginning, maybe everyone looks the same.
也许起初来看每个人都一样。
By the end,The Lord says, this is the way of the righteous. And the Bible says, the Lord knows it.
那圣经上告诉我们的 到最后呢，因为耶和华会知道义人的道路。
That means the Lord cares, the Lord remembers everything in our life.
也就是说，主真是顾念，也记得我们生活中所有的事情。
But for the wicked,
但对恶人呢？
The Lord will not remember it.
神不纪念。
It's not that he cannot,But he just will not remember.
并不是说神不能纪念，只是神选择不纪念。
There's nothing that can be recorded in his book.
因为恶人的作为在神的纪念册里面没有纪念。
So brother and sister, at the end of our life, when we look back, we'll find the way of the righteous is the way of the Lord, like our brother mentioned.
所以当我们来到生命尽头的时候，我们应当会能够看见，正如我们弟兄说的，义人的道路是神所纪念的。
The Lord is the way.
主就是那道路。
Isn't that wonderful?
这不是很奇妙吗？
So, the whole Bible is in front of us. It's up to you and I, we decide if we will follow the counsel of the wicked or we'll follow the way of the righteous.
所以现在整本圣经都打开在我们的面前，我们要有这个选择，是我们愿意选择恶人的道路计谋呢？还是要跟随这个圣经。
May the Lord bless all of us.
愿主祝福我们所有人。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for you're so rich.
父啊，我们感谢你，因为你是丰盛的神。
And you love us so much, you have not reserved any goodness from us.
你也深爱我们，你没有保留任何事不给我们。
But all the blessings you have given us in your Son, Jesus Christ.
因为一切的福分你都在你的儿子耶稣基督里面赐给了我们。
And you have given us your words, so we can read and we may meditate and understand.
你也把你的话语赐给我们，我们好叫我们可以读它，也可以来思想它。
And so help us to discern and then to walk in the way of the righteous.
帮助我们有这辨别的能力，好叫我们可以行在义人的道路上。
Lord, we thank you for you're the God who speaks.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为你是说话的神。
Thank you for speaking to us this morning.
谢谢你今天早晨向我们说话。
Thank you for blessing us with your presence.
谢谢你用你的同在来祝福我们。
We once again commit the whole church into your hand.
我们再一次把教会都交在你的手里。
May you guide us, help us, Lord, lead us onto the path of righteousness.
愿你引导我们，帮助我们，使我们能够走在义人的道上。
In Jesus Christ's precious name, we pray.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for taking extra time. So there's just a few announcements.
谢谢，我稍微多用了几分钟时间。我们接下来有几件事情报告。
Next Sunday, we have Brother Song speak to us.
下一周我们是孙弟兄交通。
And Ben will translate.
Ben, 孙家荣弟兄翻译。
Yeah, so please pray for our brothers.
请为我们弟兄们祷告。
All the other schedules are online, so please take a look.
其他的时间表在都在网上，我们请弟兄姐妹来看一下。
Now, regarding the prayer request, number one is that we will have an online WCCC this year.
代表事项我们有一点就是今年的西岸特会是也是在网上举行。
The date is from July 28th to August 1st.
日期是7月28号到8月1号。
And the registration will start on April 15th, 就是 in a few days.
注册是在4月15号开始，就是几天之后。
So please pray and see if the Lord leads you to register.
请为这个聚会祷告，也能够在开始报名的时候可以报名。
Yeah. And also there are several other prayer requests. Please read them online.
也有其他的代祷事项，请弟兄姐妹在网上来读。
And we'll conclude our meeting this morning here.
我们今天早上的聚会要停在这里。
Thank you.
谢谢。